but the flower people say, ah, listen, it's getting louder every day.
The Lollipop Guild only listens to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
On Saturday, July 23rd, tune in or turn out for WGXC's Day of Community Radio, including at 10 a.m., it's time to turn on the news. And everything is awful on a newscast in July 2022. Is that possible? Then all afternoon, Wave Farm is open for visits without appointments. It's Upstate Art Weekend, and facilities across the area are going to be open, showing their wares and their works. WGXC and Wave Farm are no different. We'll have Wave Farm open in the afternoon on Saturday, July 23rd, and Sunday, July 24th. And each day there'll be a special performance from Aaron Dillaway and Victoria Shen. On Saturday, July 23rd, it's at 3 p.m. during Upstate Art Weekend. Then at 6 p.m. on the Framework Show, composer Paul Malatrat is turning field recordings into symphonies for you to hear on the radio. And at 10 p.m., Mike Watt takes over on the Watt from Pedro show on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at WGXC.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Fridman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Like a fire hydrant, like a public drinking fountain, like a park bench, WGXC is always there for you at your service. 90.7 FM, Community Radio.
शुरू हुई ओ तेरी मेरी खास जिंदगी है ना जी। आवेगे आवेगी जान मेरे आवेगे आवेगी आज आने दो हले से हले इतर फैलाने दो कलिया खिलेंगे मौसम तो आने दो तान सुरीली जब तुम हवाले हो धूप जो थोड़ी आज तो आने दो हले से हले इतर फैलाने दो कलिया खिलेंगे मौसम तो आने दो दान सुरीली जब तुम हवाले हो
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, youth radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Georgia, and I'm from Hudson.
And I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love.
Books we hate.
And bookish.
Things.
And we always finish each other's
sentences. Actually, usually we try to, but that never goes well. This is actually the first time that went well.
Yeah, good
it's
job.
It's hard over Zoom.
We're champs today.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm happy to be here with Georgia to talk about some books because
yeah.
I love those things. They're fun to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Books are awesome. And if you don't read and think it's boring, well, think again. Get a brain transplant.
Uh-huh.
Books are awesome. If you think that books aren't awesome, then you need a brain transplant, seriously.
Or just to find the right book.
I think brain transplant is better.
Well, either is a good option. One's probably more expensive and harder to do.
That's true. And the other one could be free at your library.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can.
I mean, the Hudson Library.
Oh, thanks. Good to know. Yeah, we have lots of librarians that can help you find the perfect book for you, or at least narrow them down, help you find some good options.
The librarians here are really nice.
Yeah, we're lucky to have such a good team. Very helpful people and many different tastes in books, so we can point you to the right person to help you find something that you like.
Also, be sure to check out the mural in the teen room, which is, if you enter, it's way in the back. It's a big room, it has glass walls, and there's this awesome mural and lots of teen and tween and just overall youth in Hudson got to participate in making it, which I also participated, which was such a great experience. And yeah, it's really awesome.
It looks so great.
It's a great mural, yeah. I just did some second coats, but it was so amazing to do. So much fun.
It's funny too, because I feel like there was a white wall there all this time that we've been in the building. And then as soon as you all painted it, I was like, how did we live without color on these walls?
I feel like you should do something like that with the kids section.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been talking about wanting to do something there.
The kids section needs a little livening up.
What? It's very lively in there.
Oh, no, I mean the older kid section.
Okay. That I thought one. You meant the section that has all the birds and stuff.
No, that one's so perfect. That doesn't need anything. I feel like the older kid section, though, could use a little something. Or is that just...
Right. I don't know if it's the right walls, because it's...
true.
It's brick, which is a little harder, but...
You could use something on the bookcases.
Maybe we can do like some hanging things that are colorful.
Yeah, you could do hanging things, or you could like paint the bookcases.
I don't know. Some pretty nice wood. I don't know if I want to paint it.
True.
But we do have one more white wall in the teen room. So we've been talking about maybe doing something there. And then there's one wall in the kids area, which is very lively, but could be even more lively. So
I'm in for all this.
Let's brighten it up. But anyways, people should also stop by the library and get their, well, for kids, get their reading, summer reading book bags. And for all ages, you can get a little reading challenge card and you mark down every day that you read. And then for every day that you read, you can get a raffle ticket and enter a raffle for some fun prizes.
So if you read for the whole summer, you'll get like 100 raffle tickets. So you'll probably win.
Could happen. But the bags are while supplies last. The reading challenge is we can always print out more cards. So, but yeah, get reading and enter to win some fun prizes. And then we have a lot of programs going on too that I can talk about a little bit later, but you should check out all we've got going on at the Hudson Area Library. But first, we're going to talk about some books. So I would love to hear what George is reading.
So I am reading a great new book called Miss Quince's. It's a middle grade graphic novel, but I'd say that it could be definitely enjoyed by young adults. The main character is 15 and is such a good book. And I borrowed this from the Hudson Area Library virtually. And so this book is about a girl named Sue, and her family is from Honduras, and she's like shy, into the color black, likes making comics, but her mom really wants her to carry on the family tradition and do this pink princess quinceañera, which is a celebration of the 15th birthday. And so she really doesn't want to do it, but she really wants to go camp with her friends. And her mom promises that it's just sort of her journey through that. And this is a graphic novel. It's super good. Okay. Rising star Kat Fajardo's debut middle grade graphic novel about a girl who would rather do anything other than celebrate her quinceañera. A funny and heartfelt coming-of-age story about navigating the expectations of family and cultural tradition. She just wants to spend the summer reading and making comics at sleepaway camp with her friends, but instead she gets stuck going to Honduras to visit relatives with her parents and two sisters. They live way out in the country, which means no texting, no cable, and no internet. The trip takes a turn for the worse when Sue's mother announces that they'll be having a surprise quinceañera for Sue, which is the last thing she wants. She can't imagine wearing a big, floofy, colorful dress. What is Sue going to do? And how will she survive all this quality time with her rambunctious family? And it was the first graphic novel published by Scholastic/Graphics to be simultaneously released in English and Spanish editions, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool. That sounds really good. I feel like a little jealous that she gets to go travel to Honduras and be off the grid with family. To me, it sounds like a dream, but I totally get being a kid and feeling like you have to go away from your friends and like your stuff that you like to do at home. But that was fun. Did you get a sense of what the place where she lived was like from the book?
Well, she is only in the place where she lived for a little bit.
Oh, I mean in Honduras.
She is visiting family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most of the stuff was inside the house, but it's like all dirt roads, like sort of old house with like a makeshift roof. It looks really cool, but like you couldn't really see a lot of it. All we really saw was the airport and the outside of their house.
Okay.
And it's a really good book. It's just a really good book of coming of age.
Yeah, it looked very good. I didn't have a preview copy, but I saw that the book was coming out ahead of time and was really anticipating it and then somehow missed that it came out. So I have to check that out. I really like her look on the cover. She looks both really cool and really not cool. She looks pretty uncomfortable, but she's got this like big poofy pink dress on,
which she hates. And also her quinceañera dress, awesome. So wait till the end to see that. She has an awesome. Oh, shoot, I spoiled it.
I will erase my memory. Oh, thanks for sharing. So that was Miss Quinces by Kat Fajardo. And it's available to borrow now. The book I wanted to talk about is not available to borrow yet, but it's coming out in August so people can get ready for it and get excited for it. It is called Ride On. It's by Faith Erin Hicks, whose books I really love. And it's set in like the world of horseback riding, like teens that spend their time at the stables and riding horses and going to shows, which is not a world that I've ever been a part of. I've ridden horses before, but I've never like taken real lessons or been really into horses. So it's not like, I wasn't like drawn to this book because it's like a horse book, although I know a lot of people that are really into horse books and into horses. But so my draw to this was Faith Erin Hicks, whose books I've read before and I've really enjoyed. And I like her graphic novel artwork style and storytelling. But I really liked it a lot. It is a middle grade graphic novel. And it is about a 12-year-old named Victoria who ends up switching stables and joining a new place. Like, she's been with one stable for a long time and she moves to the sort of like competition stable and has to find her place there. And then it's also about the other people at that stable where she moves to and them figuring out their relationship with her as well. But here I will read the description. Victoria has always loved horses, but riding in competitions is high stakes, high stress, and shockingly expensive. And even though Victoria's best friend Taylor loves competing, Victoria has lost her taste for it. After a heartbreaking fight with Taylor, Victoria needs a new start at a new stables, a place where she doesn't have to worry about anything other than riding. No competition, no drama, no friends, just horses. Edgewood Stables seems ideal. There are plenty of horses to ride, and Victoria is perfectly happy giving the other riders the cold shoulder. But can she truly be happy with no friends? So that's Ride On by Faith Erin Hicks.
So is this, I want to know, what age is this targeted at? And what format is this, like graphic novel, novel?
Yeah, it's a graphic novel. It's a middle grade graphic novel. Suggested reading age is 10 to 14.
Ooh,
I think
this is perfect for me.
Yeah, I think it's perfectly appropriate for those ages. I think older teens might like it too, though. I guess it reads a little young maybe, but I don't know. I think they're probably older tweens and teens. I feel like they come across kind of like teens. But yeah, it is very good. So that's Ride On by Faith Erin Hicks. And it comes out on August 16th. So it's a few weeks away.
Can you place virtual holds on it?
Probably not yet.
Can you let me know if you add to Libby, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it comes out in just about 3 weeks. But you can get excited for it. You can place a hold on the physical copy. You can't place a hold on a virtual copy yet, but someday, someday you'll be able to. So there's also another book coming out soon. This one will be coming out on August 9th. This is for a little bit younger of a reader, I would say. But the third book in the Surviving the Wild series, Sunny the Shark, is coming out August 9th. That's by Remy Lay. And they also did the other books in the series are Rainbow the Koala and Star the Elephant. And so they're all stories that have to do with animal conservation, the environment, sort of the impacts of humans on animals, both for good or for bad. And the star of each book is an animal. So Rainbow the Koala, Star the Elephant, and Sunny the Shark. And Sunny the Shark has he gets a little plastic ring, you know, like from soda cans. He gets like a little plastic ring stuck on his fin and that impacts him. And so it follows him on his journey, seeing how he can survive having that happen to him. Although I'm saying him, I don't remember if Sunny is a he or a she or if it, there's no gender assigned. But it's a really cute series. They have some like information at the end, because sometimes, you know, to tell the story in an interesting way, there'll be some things that are based on things that happen in the wild. And then there's some things that get changed slightly to make the story read in a good way or to make it more palatable for kids. But they describe all that in the back so that you can really learn something from it and think about how we can help make the world a better place for all of the creatures that live in it, that help make it such an interesting place. So that's Sunny the Shark by Remy Lay from Surviving the Wild, which is a really cute series. I don't know if there's gonna be more, but I like the three. I've read all three of those. So while I was just talking about that book, we had Fatia join us on the radio. So welcome, Fatia. How are you?
I'm good, and yeah.
Yay. Are you gonna share a poem with us today?
Yep, it's a very, very short poem, and it's like on Facebook, but I don't really go on Facebook, so it's like on Google. I read it a lot of times, and this is like 15 times I read it, and it's called When I Miss You. I read our old messages and smile like a happy person.
Is that the whole poem?
Yeah, it's so
it
short.
It is really short.
I've heard poems that are only one word long.
What's your best one word poem?
This one kid at my school made a poem called Lightning. Lightning. That was the poem. Lightning.
It should be, the poem is called Lightning, and it's like, zap, or thunder, kaboom. Very nice. Did you have anything else you wanted to share today, Fatia, or just the poem?
It's just the poem.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty fun. I like hearing poems, and I like all different styles of poems. Short ones, long ones, in-between ones. Ones that rhyme, ones that don't, ones that look really interesting, ones that look standard. Well, before we go, I wanted to talk about some programs that we have coming up that people might be interested in. So first, I want to mention a program that's happening this Sunday, July 24th, from 1 to 4 p.m. It's going to be in person on the sidewalk in front of Hudson Hall. Although if it's really hot or if it's raining, we're going to move inside. Or if people need to go inside because it's too hot for them or they need to be out of the sun, then we'll move inside. But it is called Banana Splitter, and it is a celebration of local stories with ice cream. So basically what's going to happen is that people are going to come, and you can come with a friend or you can come by yourself, but we're going to listen to recorded stories using headphones, so oral histories that were recorded locally, some from as far back as the 1980s and many from like the past 10 years. And so we're going to have different stations where people can listen to oral histories from Hudson area residents while enjoying a banana split. And we're going to use a splitter, which is a thing that you plug into the headphone jack so that two people can listen to the same audio at the same time using different headphones. So two people will be listening to the same oral history together using these audio splitters while eating a banana split. And then they'll talk a little bit about what they heard. So it'll be a nice opportunity to hear some local stories, also to like chat with a friend or neighbor. And ice cream is always nice. So that'll be fun. So that is Sunday, July 24th from 1 to 4 p.m. This is in collaboration with the Library Oral History Summer School and Hudson Hall. And we're really grateful to have them all as partners. And it's also funded by the Institute of Museum and Library Services, a grant that we received with Oral History Summer School called Accelerating Promising Practices for Small Libraries. And we're really grateful for that support. And then another program that's coming up that I wanted to talk about is our Hack the Library Digital Media Leaders Program, which is going to be on Tuesdays and Thursdays, starting July 26th and going through August 11th. And it is for ages 14 to 18. And it's a great opportunity to learn some digital media skills from a local artist and educator, Tanya Jackson. And I'll read the description of this program. It says, media has the power to influence how we see the world, and we have the power to influence what gets in the media. Take the power of the media into your own hands and showcase your unique perspective at the Sankofa Black Arts and Cultural Festival. With this summer's Hack the Library Digital Media Studio, media maker and educator Tanya Jackson will teach you about how media like film, video, television, and commercials are made while helping you to use photo, video, and audio techniques to prepare a multimedia exhibition of completely original works. So again, these are going to be on Tuesdays and Thursdays in the afternoon here at the library. And then the exhibit will be at the Sankofa Black Arts and Cultural Festival down by the river on Saturday, August 13th. And so we're excited for that. Space is limited, so you'll want to register by emailing programs@hudsonarealibrary.org, or you can give a call at 518-828-1792, extension 101. And this program is also presented in collaboration with Operation Unite. So yeah, so those are just a couple programs. We also have a lot of story hours going on. We have teen craft kits that we give out every week. So there's a new kit every week. There's going to be an after-hours scavenger hunt for kids in the library with Miss Kathy. Miss Kathy and Miss Wendy are also going to be doing ocean crafts with kids. So much to see and do. We hope you'll check out all of our listings. We have flyers at the library that you can pick up, or you can go on our website, hudsonarealibrary.org, and check out what we've got coming up. But regardless, whatever you're doing, we hope you have a great summer and do lots of exploring and relaxing and do fun things and learn things and read lots of great books.
Oh, yes.
But for now, we're just about out of time. So we're going to say goodbye. But we hope everyone has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. In the meantime,
happy reading.
दिल की धड़कन से दोहराए जाना और मेरे सब सब के हो जाए आना बिस्तर धोरे तो कैसे सोए जाना बिस्तर धोरे लो लो लोरी सुनाना समझाना अभी अभी तो हमने ही जाना